Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manorino, Friday, February 28th, 2025. We're already hearing it, and imagine our shock. Price controls. Price controls. Price controls don't work. And I understand that people are looking for some kind of relief. As a matter of fact, the Trump administration has taken action. We're going to talk about that in a moment with regard to this issue with... crazy, man. The skyrocketing price of eggs. As soon as it's going to be toilet paper and everything else too. But anyway, look, we'll talk about that in a second. So the story is, inflation is rising out of control. Let's see. Go back as far as you want to go. Check my videos. Search through my videos. I have been warning for years that we are walking right into, we're being pushed deliberately into an inflationary freaking nightmare. And if anyone believes that this action that President Trump just took is going to change anything, well, I'm sorry. It's not going to change a darn thing. All right, so let's just start off with this. This is the Washington Examiner from this morning. I mean, come on, man. Jump in inflation expectations is bad news for all Americans. First of all, this is not just an issue here in the United States. This is a global issue, people. What's the common freaking denominator? It's central banks who are destroying the currency. Well, when are people going to wake up? I really don't understand it. It's too easy to connect the freaking dots here. If we're all on the same boat, well, there must be a common denominator. Does that make sense to you? I mean, it's just an incredible thing. Anyway, look, this is what just happened here. So the Trump administration has unveiled a bird flu plan as egg prices soar. Let me read this plan to you so you can get a better handle on it. So the Trump administration has announced a $1 billion plan to help U.S. farmers combat the bird flu epidemic. Okay. Officials say the budget will work out like this. $500 million for biosecurity measures. Okay, whatever that means. Roughly $1 million for vaccine research and development. And $400 million for farmer financial relief programs. So, all right. I don't know if you guys understand how this is going to work out. There's not going to be any immediate relief here. This is a plan that may or may not work further down the line. The issue comes down to, again, what's missing from this entire issue, from this entire situation here? The root cause of the problem, people. The root cause of the problem remains purchasing power of the currency is being evaporated. So it's not just about eggs. It's about everything across the board. And that comes down to price controls. So there's talk about price controls, price controls, price controls. This is a really short excerpt here from AG Webb. Let me just read this to you real quick. So government-mandated price controls won't work. What are price controls? Price controls are government-enforced restrictions on the rates sellers can charge for their goods and services. These rules often come dressed as two principal characters, price ceilings and price floors. All right, lovely. A price ceiling is a legally mandated maximum price that can be charged for a goods or service. It goes on to say, producers of goods without government subsidies will slow or even stop the production of goods, which invariably leads to shortages and then leads to black markets. Well, that pretty much sums up what price controls are all about. Are we going to get price controls? Whenever you see a situation like this, and we got a lot of price control talk during the lovely, beautiful man Biden. You see, I don't call him a creature or a thing or a vomitous mass puke anymore. I call him a lovely man, okay? Look, man, here's the situation. Doesn't matter. Without addressing the core issue, we're all done. And this is an interesting development. This is yesterday, believe it or not. Fed President Barkin says interest rates may have to rise to combat inflation headwinds. The Federal Reserve may have to raise rates to counter economic trends that could push inflation higher. Let me explain this to you. All right. I understand, and you understand, that this is exactly what needs to happen. We need to return purchasing power to the currency. Here's what's going on here. We're going to throw $1 billion to try to bring down the price of eggs here. Again, I already told you how this is going to play out here. So let's throw cash at a problem here instead of addressing the issue. I mean, come on, man. This is something you would have expected out of the Biden administration, not out of the Trump administration, but it looks like that's what's going to happen here. Imagine our shock. Let me see your shock face. Well, no, really? Is that what's going to happen? It's just, you can't make this stuff up. You can't do it. But that's what's going on. And with regard to Fed barking. Oh, no, Greg's making fun of a person again. All right. Fed barking here. He's barking up the wrong freaking tree in a lot of ways. So what are they going to do? They're going to raise the federal funds rate 25 basis points and then maybe followed by another 25 basis points and then maybe another 25. Let me explain what this is going to do. Zero. Nothing. We need a dramatic change here. We need rates to rise dramatically. And a yes, I know again what I'm talking. Every time I say this, well, Greg doesn't know what he's talking about because it's gonna, that would melt down the stock markets. Yeah. Yeah, it would. Do you really believe that what you're seeing is real and your investments and you're rich on paper? You really believe that? Is that honestly how dumbed down the general population has become? They don't realize that none of this is real? That this is all an illusion built on the back of what? Artificially suppressed rates, currency, purchasing power, destruction, and economic wrecking ball. This is the real reason why we're seeing inflation skyrocket across the board, around the freaking world. Henceforth, the common denominator, people. Come on, man. I almost can't handle this stuff because it just drives me. Does it make sense to you what you're seeing here? Why things are happening? And this President Trump throwing $1 billion at this issue, it's not going to help, man. Then it's going to be $2 billion and $3 billion, and maybe we'll end up getting price controls. But no one is addressing, except for Barkin here, addressing the issue. President Trump still appears to be on the Elizabeth Warren bandwagon, along with Scott Bessent, calling for lower rates. You can't, look, man, make it up. Make any of this stuff up. Let's move forward. Bond yields around the world are falling precipitously. Look at the 10-year yield at the top. On the back of that, this morning, at least right now, we got futures higher. Now, we're going to be getting a slew of more economic news. Yesterday took the cake. Every piece of economic news that we got yesterday was worse than the one before it. And stocks were higher across the board. Until what happened yesterday that hit the stock market was nations around the world saying, okay, President Trump, bring the tariffs on. We're going to hit you right back harder. And that sent the stock market into a tailspin. But at least this morning, while I'm doing this, stock futures are higher. You got commodities lower. Imagine our shock there. You got Bitcoin, cryptos lower across the board. Lovely, lovely, and freaking lovely. Let me ask all of you guys and girls real quick. Do you think it's possible that we're going to see price controls as opposed to addressing the issue here of the currency itself? Is Barkin correct? Well, he is correct in saying that we need higher rates. But do you really believe that the Fed is going to like vulgarize the market here and start dramatically raising rates? We need this, and we need it bad, because I'm telling you right now, Trump's $1 billion plan here isn't going to help the overall picture at all. Those of you that need to defend this, okay, do you believe this is actually going to work, or you just feel the need to defend President Trump? I really have to know. Look, man, I'm not putting down anyone, and I know I'm probably going to get, destroyed. Oh, Greg has Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, gosh, these people obviously have TIGs. Trump is God syndrome. I mean, come on, man. This is just common sense stuff. Common sense stuff. Oh, really? Inflation is bad for all Americans? I'm laughing. You can't make it up. Anyway, guys, he goes, look, man, this is where we stand today. I don't know what else to tell you. So with regard to price controls, it invariably leads the same way. Producers, again, unless they're giving government subsidies, I don't know how many more billions we'll need to subsidize inflation, which is only going to exacerbate the problem, because where's that cash come from that we don't have? Anyway, well, it comes right out of the Federal Reserve, who is more than happy to lend, and we're going to watch the debts and deficits hyperballoon. Well, who's been telling you that for 1,000 years? Well, maybe you and I've discussed this repeatedly. So I want to hear from you on all this. Do you believe that this plan is actually going to work? Is this a good fix? This is going to fix the problem long term. It's going to really work, right? $1 billion will be $2 billion, it'll be $10 billion, and you just keep going and keep going. Or is it price controls that's going to work here? Is it incremental raises in the federal funds rate? That's going to work too? People, look, man, we have no leadership, I'm sorry to tell you. For those of you that believe the contrary, I am very sorry. Let me explain this to you maybe another way. Even with the gutting of the federal workforce and whatever DOGE is doing or not doing, because there's really no proof of it anyway, the numbers are all fabricated and this is coming out. Even Elon Musk himself admitted that the numbers aren't exactly right. You don't believe he said that? Look it up for yourself, okay? It's not going to stave off what's coming here. We are already in an economic collapse around the world, not just here, and this shouldn't surprise you. With stock markets still near record highs, the destruction of the middle class and the destruction of the economy has been the main mechanism that has pushed the stock market higher. Is that going to continue here? Again, the law of diminishing returns applies, people. All the stuff that you and I talk about every freaking day, it's in our freaking face. It's just too much. It really, really is. So there's not a single economic plan in effect, right? I want you to think, I am not putting down President Trump. I wouldn't care if this was President freaking from planet freak. It wouldn't matter. There is not a single economic plan in place right now that is going to help the economy at all. Nothing. Zero. We've passed the point of no return with regard to the debt to GDP ratio globally. And then if you just want to focus on the United States, we're so far past the point of no return. The debt to GDP ratio, I mean, look this stuff up for yourself, people. Once you pass 90%, we're about 130%, nothing really can be done to stop what's coming. And we are marching right into a worst case scenario. So let's go ahead. Let's throw $1 billion at this here. And that's really going to fix the problem. Is that all our brainiacs could come up with here? This is a solution. Really, honestly, price controls, maybe a solution here. Incremental raises to the federal funds rate. That's going to help too. People, do you see what's going on here? We're being systematically destroyed. We're being wiped out because we have no one here smart enough to take the right action or with guts enough to take the right action, because we need to return purchasing power to the currency. We need to start doing that right freaking now because of the lag effect, because of all the things I've spoken of, because I'm telling you right now, you think it's bad now. You just wait 3 months from now, 6 months from now. You're going to look back on this video and say, you know what? Man, Greg was right about everything. I'm no smarter than anybody, people. I just am able to connect the freaking dots. And I think you are too, if you follow this blog. Man, I so wish that President Trump or someone from his cabinet would reach out to me. I want to help here. All right, guys and girls, I'm going to let you guys go. I want to hear from you on all these things we just spoke about, all right? And I will cut this again. Like I said, I don't know what's going on here with the market and how it's going to play out with the economic news that's about to hit us this morning again. But we'll see, as usual, and we'll cover it later. All right, people, I love you guys and girls so much. We gotta come together, man. We gotta start holding people to account. It's not going to happen. It doesn't seem like that. The people are so lost right now. They don't know which end is up or down. And as usual, putting their faith in the wrong things. Terrible, terrible thing. All right. Love you all. See you later. If I've earned your thumbs up here, people, please, I would appreciate that thumbs up. Get this video out there. Let people see this. We got, if we can wake up one person today, just one on this entire freaking planet, we've made a positive difference, honestly. All right. So let's do that. I'll talk to you later. Live stream 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern time. Have some questions ready for me. I know we didn't do any questions yesterday, and that was, the video ran long, and I took a little heat for that. All right. I will work on that too. All right. I'll see you.